This Marketplace podcast is supported by Invest Puerto Rico. What's next in innovation? That's not the right question. It's where. Puerto Rico, more than just a tropical paradise, it's innovation's paradise, where startups and global players coexist in a vast and vibrant ecosystem, where talent runs deep, highly skilled, and bilingual. Plus, the island offers the most competitive tax incentives in the U.S. If you believe your business can go anywhere, Puerto Rico is the place. Find out more at investpr.org/marketplace. Again, that address is investpr.org/marketplace.
This Marketplace podcast is supported by Ascensus, helping people dream bigger, aim higher, and save more with financial confidence. Unleash the power of your retirement savings plan with innovative technology that makes things easy, top-notch service from experts who care, and flexible solutions that can grow with you. For more than 40 years, Ascensus has been helping savers achieve their goals. We can help you achieve yours, too. Learn more at Ascensus.com. That's ASCENSUS.com.
China at a time of slower growth. I'm David Brancaccio in New York. Let's start by updating the Chinese Communist Party's big meeting now underway. As the party and its president Xi Jinping consolidate power, they'll have an even greater hand at managing the world's second biggest economy, where growth is not what it used to be. Here's Marketplace's Jennifer Pack.
China has a very vibrant private sector. It's the reason you or someone you know is using TikTok, owned by Chinese tech giant ByteDance. And that's possible thanks to this unspoken deal the Communist Party has with its citizens, that so long as the party can stay in power, it will improve people's lives in a material sense. But is that deal still on when business is so bad that many companies define success in 2022 as survival, not profit? A lot of the problem is caused by China's own policies. President Xi Jinping has increased oversight in sectors where regulation was lax: big tech, real estate, and private tutoring. That might be good in the long run, but the policy shifts were sometimes abrupt, causing mass layoffs. At the same time, Beijing is pursuing a zero-COVID policy. Nearly every province and region is in partial or full lockdown this month. I'm Jennifer Pack for Marketplace.
Wall Street Journal today is reporting on a sweeping reorganization on the way at the financial giant Goldman Sachs. Investment banking and financial trading would go into one bucket, then asset management plus running the whole portfolios of rich clients, plus its Marcus consumer banking would go into bucket number two. There's even a third bucket. The report suggests this is about a new emphasis on operations that earn steady fees rather than businesses where profits fluctuate with market conditions. Speaking of which, the volatile stock market is pointing up sharply this morning, with S&P futures up 1.1% now, NASDAQ futures up 1.3%. Bonds are popular this morning, driving the 10-year interest rate down to 3.95%. And Canadians will soon be able to go on Uber Eats to order marijuana delivered right to their homes. The app will trigger the transaction, but a trained delivery person from a third party called Leafy will show up to check ID, age 19 and above, and sobriety.
This Marketplace podcast is supported by Ascensus, helping people dream bigger, aim higher, and save more with financial confidence. Unleash the power of your retirement savings plan with innovative technology that makes things easy, top-notch service from experts who care, and flexible solutions that can grow with you. For more than 40 years, Ascensus has been helping savers achieve their goals. We can help you achieve yours, too. Learn more at Ascensus.com. That's ASCENSUS.com.
You turn to Marketplace for the latest news about what's happening in the economy and how it affects you and your community. When you donate to support our nonprofit newsroom, you can also get something a little more tangible. We have a great lineup of donor thank you gifts right now: a shrinkflation mini tote bag, water bottles, mugs, hats, and a lot more. Contribute any amount to make a difference and pick up one of these gifts. Go to marketplace.org/donate. This month, for what we call Econ Extra Credit, a mixture of learning and nostalgia for those parts of the retail landscape that have vanished. We're watching the doc All Things Must Pass, the rise and fall of Tower Records. Remember Tower Records? You're like, what's a record? Well, even you MP3 folks can learn from what was once a retail giant where you could rise to positions of great authority starting from the bottom.
Virtually everybody in the company started off as a clerk. They become buyers, they become, you know, supervisor types in the store. They become assistant managers, and then they become managers. So they learn everything they need to learn. And the entire development of Tower Records through the entire period of time it existed was just that kind of a thing.
That's Tower Records' late founder, Russ Solomon, speaking in the film. Now let's rest for a moment on this theme of career mobility within organizations. Here to help us is Matthew Bidwell, a professor of management at the University of Pennsylvania's Wharton School. Professor, welcome.
Thank you very much for having me.
So interesting. You watch this film and people who are like stock clerks rise to positions of power, some of them. Would you say that's common at companies?
It's not completely unheard of. In a lot of organizations, there's still quite a gap between the top floor and the highest levels of management. There definitely are cases, I think, in a number of organizations where you see this, but it's not the norm.
Now, in this tight labor market that until perhaps recently we've been seeing, there's been a new thinking, really, about taking people you already have and investing in them instead of looking elsewhere for people who may have more formal qualifications.
Definitely. When the labor market's fairly depressed, there are a lot of people unemployed. A lot of companies might feel whatever jobs we need to fill, it's going to be very easy to go out and hire somebody. In a tight labor market, you discover you might want to hire for a job. That position may be open for a long time, causing you a lot of headaches. And so at that point, organizations do focus much more on, okay, can we build a pipeline inside to relieve some of these headaches for us? I mean, I think most of the evidence is, frankly, even in a looser labor market, this is probably a good idea. Having people who really know the organization well really increases their effectiveness and performance. Plus, you actually end up not having to pay them quite as much as you would if you were hiring on the external labor market.
But there is a role, I think, for formal education here. And even if someone starts entry level, at some point, if they're going to end up as CEO, they may need some formal business training. And I know you work in a place that sells MBAs.
Yeah, what is it that hedge fund managers say about talking one's book or something? Yes, I'm definitely talking my book. Mm-hmm. Yes, formal education, hugely important. Everyone should go do an MBA. yeah, I think there are a lot of opportunities for people. I mean, a lot of business schools offer various kinds of part-time programs, part-time MBAs, those sorts of things, exactly catering to these sorts of populations. People who are doing well in their careers don't want to take 2 years out, but still think that this is important. Even when it comes to undergraduate education, some of these companies will also sponsor its employees to go through undergraduate in certain areas. And so, yes, I think there is definitely the opportunity to provide that education to people at the same time.
Matthew Bidwell is a professor of management at the University of Pennsylvania's Wharton School of Business. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
One documentary a month touching marketplace themes for Econ Extra Credit. Watching the movie, my team fell down a rabbit hole talking about the very first record, CD, or download they acquired. My first single is I Want to Hold Your Hand by you-know-who. And for first album, somebody must have put into my jammy little toddler hands Dave Brubeck's Take Five, which is, may I say, a choice that stands the test of time, thank you. We'll build a playlist out of your first records, dear listeners. Email them to extracredit@marketplace.org, extracredit@marketplace.org. We'll share the results on our Econ Extra Credit newsletter. I'm David Brancaccio, and we're from APM, American Public Media.
Hey everyone, it's Rima Khreis, host of This Is Uncomfortable. If you're looking for some good recommendations on books to read, well, you should join This Is Uncomfortable's Summer Book Club. Every other week in our newsletter, we'll share a new book that'll make you rethink your relationship to money, class, and work, while also featuring an interview with the author or an expert on the topic. Plus, when you join, you'll be entered in a giveaway where you could win some This Is Uncomfortable merch. Be sure to check it out. Sign up today at marketplace.org/bookclub.